You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for August 1994. Hi, this is Fred Vobey behind the microphone in the studio, well, actually outside the studio on the patio of Great Northern Broadcast Company, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio, 45802-5031. Our telephone number is area code 419-228-4199. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your telephone number, a message, and your address. We're taking a cue from our good friend Ed Potter at Playback Magazine and doing our show out on the road, so to speak, actually out here on the patio. Thought we'd try this now. There's a couple differences between the way Ed and I do our programs. As many of you know, Ed goes out with a cup of coffee and has some blueberries at 5 o'clock in the morning. And I think I'm a little bit more conservative than Ed. This is 3:40 in the afternoon on a Sunday. I'm sitting here with a Diet Coke and... Well, I don't think we have any blueberries. The closest thing we got is some little crab apples, which looks like the robins are taking good care of. The chirping you hear in the background of the sparrows sitting up on top of the mast we have here for our high-frequency antenna. There's a little birdhouse up there. We have five families of sparrows up there. Some cardinals out toward the back, and every so often you hear the blue jay, which I don't know where he lives. He just kind of shows up whenever I put sunflower seeds out. So it's a nice day here at Lima. About 2 weeks ago, we had some really nasty weather roll through here. And in fact, I think the spotters group for the Amateur Radio Club over in Van Wert County had two tornadoes spotted along the Van Wert-Mercer County line. So the weather was rather nasty a couple of weeks ago, but it's real nice today. And I'd like to make mention to those of you who received your tapes late for the July edition of the DX Audio Service. It seems we had a little problem with the post office in that some of the tapes came back to us damaged, and we had to repackage the tapes. Now, normally when we go down and buy the postage for the DX Audio Service, we ask for either Democrats or Ducks. And the reason for that is that the Democrats or the Hubert Humphrey stamps are the small ones. The Ducks are somewhat small, but not too big. For putting on the boxes that we send to you. However, when we had this problem, the only thing we could get a hold of were the flowered love stamps. So if you have love stamps on your boxes, they were some of the ones which got damaged by the post office, and hopefully everyone's got their tape. At least according to the last messages I checked on the machine, everyone does have their tapes, and we should be all set. But sorry about that problem. The post office took care of us and returned them to us promptly as soon as they discovered the problem and took care of the postage for us. So we weren't really out a whole lot except a couple of the white mailer boxes. And speaking of post offices and damaged tapes and such, keep in mind our policy for damaged and lost tapes. And that is, if you have a damaged tape, which is either damaged by shipment or maybe we screwed up here at the studio and didn't duplicate it right or has some kind of a problem with it, we need that tape back here at the studio before we issue you a brand new tape. So please send your tape back and mark on it exactly what the problem is so we can resolve it quickly. If you have a lost tape, first thing you should do is check with us here at the studio. Make sure your subscription is not run out or something like that. And if it hasn't run out and your tape is missing, we ask that you please file a complaint with the post office that your tape came up missing. Now, at each post office, there is some four-part NCR forms, which are complaint and accolade forms, as they call them. And what you'll need to do is just fill it out and say that your magazine has been lost. And it was a cassette tape, white cassette in a white box with a mailing label on it that was addressed to you. And send us a copy of that. And then as soon as we get that, we will send you your replacement edition. We have to do that because otherwise we end up sending out so many tapes to people that are unnecessary. So please make sure that if you have a lost tape that you file a complaint with the post office, and we'll be happy, more than happy, to send out a new edition of the audio service if you do that. And that's just about it for my spiel here at the beginning. Jerry Starr is in the next studio, so what I'm going to do is see if I can throw a obvious cue to the guys in the control room, and we'll listen to Jerry Starr, okay? Here is the cue in 3, 2, 1.
Hi, everybody.
Jerry Starr.
AM Switch.
Hi, everybody.
Jerry Starr.
AM Switch.
Hi, everybody.
Jerry Starr.
This is the AM Switch with your host, Jerry Starr, at WHOT Radio, 4040 Simon Road, Youngstown, Ohio, 44512-1320. And now here's the Switchmeister himself, Jerry Starr.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch right out of the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine. Our reference number is 341, and we start with a good-sized pile of call-letter changes. On 860 WHRT, Hartselle, Alabama becomes WYAM. 920 KDES, Palm Springs, California, changing to KESQ. 980 KRXX, Richfield, Minnesota, the station that people in the press keep insisting is about to go off the air. Well, we think not, because they're applying for a call letter change to KEGE. On 1050 KNOB, Fraser Park, California, becomes KKGO. 1150 KINT, El Paso, Texas, changing to KSVE. 1190 KBCO Boulder, Colorado becomes KBLD. On 1280 WKXK Macon, Georgia changing to WIBB. On 1290 WPCF Panama City Beach, Florida becomes WDLP. On 1350 WLNH Laconia, New Hampshire changing to WEZS. 1400 KBLX Berkeley, California becomes KVTO. 1400 WHIL Rayford, North Carolina, they become WMFA. 1410 WDTL in Cleveland, Mississippi changing to WOHT. Couple changes on 1480 WCNV Charlotte, North Carolina becomes WIST, a call that used to be in that market on another frequency. Also on 1480 WAJA Franklin, North Carolina becomes WPFJ. And finally on 1580 WMTI Morovis, Puerto Rico becomes WGFE. Looking at otherness on 640 WISZ, Zeeland, Michigan, this silent station is reported to be back on the air. 800 WDSC, Dillon, South Carolina, another silent station that has returned. On 840 KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska, despite reports to the contrary, this station is not silent. It has continued to operate and relays programming from KDLG 670 most of the day. However, KABN, which we mentioned in conjunction with KSTP last month, the station on 830, that station is silent, has been silent for about 5 years. This is all confirmed by member Rod O'Connor up in Alaska, who can hear KSDP Sandpoint and confirms that they are, in fact, on the air. 920 WKYD Andalusia, Alabama is silent. On 1030 WQSE White Bluff, Tennessee, this silent station has returned to the air. 1220 WCPH, Etowah, Tennessee, this on-again, off-again station is, at least as of today, on the air again. 1280 WECY, Seaford, Delaware, this station had been silent briefly to rebuild its transmitting plant, but it is now back on. 1290 WTMC, Ocala, Florida, is silent. 1340 KMYQ, Bastrop, Louisiana, the license for this long silent station has been canceled. The call has been deleted. You can scratch that one out of your log. On 1470 WLMC, Georgetown, South Carolina, this silent station has returned to the air. 1480 WIST, Charlotte, North Carolina, was silent under the call WCNV. It has now returned to the air. 1490 KMCW, Great Falls, Montana, some confusion surrounding this station. Originally, it had been listed as a newly granted station in call, when actually this is an old, old construction permit in call that has now been canceled, and the call has been deleted. So if you wrote that in your log, you can erase it back out. Also on 1490, WJOC, Chattanooga, Tennessee, this station has been silent for quite some time. It has new ownership and is expected to return to the air. On 1510 KMRF, Marshfield, Missouri, this silent station is back on the air. 1540 WADM, Decatur, Indiana, another silent station that has returned. On 1540 also, WPGR in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, their construction permit for a full-time operation is now on the air. They are 50,000 watts during the daytime, only 500 watts at night, but the full-time operation is on. And also, the city of license has been changed to Ballas-Sinwid, Pennsylvania. And finally, on 1560 KLTI Macon, Missouri, this silent station has been sold. The new owners expect to put it on the air shortly. And with that, we wrap up this edition of AM Switch. We'll see you in about 30 days with more stuff from the broadcast band. Right now, let's head down that long, lonesome highway and see if we can find where John Bowker has ended up this month. With radios a-blaring, here's John Bowker.
Well, thanks, Jerry. Actually, today we're in Bend, Oregon, on a picture-perfect day. I'm looking out through the trees. One little puffy cloud in the sky, and tonight the temperature's going down to 46 degrees. Wow. Hey, we're going to be doing listening to stations at 1170 on the dial this month. And let's get right to them. We're going up to the eastern part of Massachusetts, to Norfolk, Massachusetts.
Serving Foxborough, this is WJMQ Norfolk, the voice of Norfolk County. The time is 10 a.m.
Now, wait a minute. Norfolk is spelled N-O-R-F-O-L-K. I kid you not. And, of course, if you go south in Massachusetts from Norfolk, you come to Cape Cod.
And Jerry Weston will be along in just a little while with more music for you right up until 2 o'clock this afternoon. The time is 9 o'clock, and you're tuned to the voice of the Lower Cape, WVLC, Orleans, Cape Cod.
Now, they changed their call sign not too many years ago. Changed it to WKPE for Cape. And here's a more recent recording.
This is Gloria Foster at AM 1170 WKPE, Orleans, Hyannis. Talk radio.
You think I enjoy doing that, don't you? Well, the fact is, when we went to Orleans and recorded that station, that's the recording that we got. It wasn't anything that we did. Oh, dear. I can understand, though. I've been in broadcasting myself, and many of you have, too, I know. We have two IDs from Vernon, Connecticut. First, the old call, and then the new call and the new format.
WRTT. More music, more local news, and more of what's happening in your community. AM 1170. WRTT, Vernon.
All day, every day, this is listener-supported family radio.
Broadcasting sacred music and the spoken word, this is WCTF, Vernon, Hartford.
Okay, now every month at this time, we cross the Hudson River. This month, we're going to camp on the shores of the Hudson River.
WWLE, Cornwall, New York, 1170.
Now, in fact, they changed their call letters, too.
WVSG operates on an assigned frequency of 1170 kilohertz with a power of 1,000 watts daytime directional. WVSG maintains studios and offices at 240 Hudson Street, Cornwall on Hudson, New York, with executive offices at 2 West 45th Street in New York City. Transmitting facilities are located in the town of Cornwall. Portions of our broadcast day were pre-recorded in the interest of program continuity.
Okay, we wondered why. Down in New Jersey, we have a confused situation, have had for years, and WBRW, the call letter standing for Bridgewater Township, always ID'd as WBRW Somerville. You're going to hear that ID in a minute. Unfortunately, this is one of those IDOs, ID only, so forgive me for that. But there's more to the story, but let's get WBRW first.
WBRW Somerville.
But that station went off the air years ago, and because partly the interference they were getting in the southerly portion. Only about 65 airline miles away was another station in Lakewood Township, New Jersey, at 1170 on the dial. We're going to hear from them now. The irony is that this station moved to 1160, therefore clearing 1170 for Bridgewater. Bridgewater may be back on the air, they tell me.
You're listening to WHLW, your good neighbor to the Jersey Shore in Lakewood, New Jersey.
W-H-L-W. Yes? Okay, we're going to move south now on the travelogue for August 1994.
Something worth listening to. Vision 1170, WBZN, Lynchburg.
Listen to the interference
that's
here.
That's right. We are well worth listening to. Not part of the day.
Yeah, that's particularly surprising because we were only about 12 miles away from that station when we recorded it. Well, Paul Mount sent us in a tape this month once again. Thank you very much, Paul. Down in North Carolina, this recording.
Over here on the swap shop at WCXN. And we'd appreciate it. Join us Monday. Till then, bye-bye.
WCXM, Claremont.
So far, there's no clear indication of how consumers will behave this year.
I'm going to behave very nicely, I can tell you. Let's move over to Raleigh now and get our kicks.
501 with Jim Harrison on WKIX Raleigh. In this hour, you could win $25.85 in Kix cash. When you hear a payphone ring, answer it by saying, I keep it on Kix. You'll have that nice ring right in your hand.
How many people do you know that answer a pay telephone in the first place? Okay, down into South Carolina now.
4 o'clock's the time, and this is WLGO, Lexington, Columbia.
And that's another one of those ID-only tapes we have, what can I tell you? We move south now into the Sunshine State.
You're listening to Visitor Information Radio, a radio station designed especially for you, the Florida Traveler.
And now let's go to Weather Central and Lockwood Smith.
WHWY, St. Augustine, is forecasting mostly cloudy, breezy conditions today with a high near 70.
Now, somebody had thought that WHWY, standing for highway, would be great as call letters for a traveler information station, but it didn't cut it, so they changed it to the route number going through St. Augustine.
Near 80 in Tallahassee, Jacksonville, and here in the nation's oldest city. Orlando and Fort Myers will be in the low to mid-80s today, while Daytona Beach, Miami, and West Palm Beach will be around 80. Key West will have afternoon highs in the upper 70s. And that's the Florida travel forecast from WAIA, St. Augustine Beach, St. Augustine. Have a safe trip.
Okay, and now, if you go there today at 1170, here's what you hear.
Another hour of the latest news, weather, and sports coming up on the station more people listen to.
This is KLN News Radio 1170. WKLN, St. Augustine Beach, St. Augustine.
Hillary Rodham Clinton has begun a round of testimony on Capitol Hill.
Oh, the health plan lives. I can see it coming. If you go south in Florida, down between Fort Lauderdale and Miami.
You're listening to WAVS Radio, 1170 AM, Davie, Miami, and Fort Lauderdale. And news time is 8 o'clock.
Oh, say, that reminds me. We've been going all over California since receiving the tape from last month, and I can tell you there are at least five stations carrying NBC News and calling it NBC News. We listened to The Simpson, that terrible thing, all on NBC News stations. So it's alive and kicking. We're still in Florida. Let's move up to Bushnell.
Stop my heart from loving you.
WKFL, Bushnell Wildwood, WKIQ, Eustis, Leesburg.
And those are stations that have been on again, off again from time to time. Now, anybody who's ever been in broadcasting will recognize this poor fella's problems.
Coming up next, well, we have mixed information. We'll either be joining the University of Alabama Football Network at 9 or the CBS Radio Network. If we join CBS, the Alabama Sports Network will be on just following. Stand by for that.
Make bets. Which is it going to be? What do you think?
You're listening to 1170 Information Radio, WACV, Montgomery, Alabama.
News, this is Mitchell Kraft.
Genosi went into it late, so he gave every chance to the sports network. Let's go north into Alabama, Hanceville, and then we'll go up into three stations in Tennessee, all in the same town, all in the same frequency.
You have been listening to the Voice of Freedom with Reverend Lewis Briscoe. This is WRJL 1170 AM in Hanceville, Alabama.
Country music leader of the Mid-South. AM 1170, WWEE, Germantown, Collierville.
Now notice they were saying Germantown, Collierville. Here's number two.
This is WPLX 1170 AM, Collierville, Memphis.
Okay, now they left out Germantown, right? But here's what you hear today.
WPLX for the Shelby County Metroplex. WPLX, Germantown, Collierville, Memphis, Tennessee.
Early optimism in Algiers is now on hold. I'm Diane Kepley on the Satellite News Network.
Yes, I guess they've settled on Germantown for now. Let's move north now to the Giant on the eastern seaboard at 1170. It serves 14 states at night without any interference at all.
WWVA AM, Wheeling, West Virginia, a basic communication station.
This is WWVA AM FM, Wheeling, West Virginia, a Screen Gems radio station.
I've got to get another recording to see who owns them today. Oh, remember the fellow that was confused a few minutes ago down in Montgomery about what the next program was? How about this poor guy in Mattoon, Illinois?
10 o'clock now on WLBH. Not yet, I'm told. We're getting close, though. It's 10 o'clock. And we're going to go live to UPI for a four-minute news break. We'll be back with more Open Line at 4 after 10 on WLBH AM, Mattoon.
Okay, we'll go north up into Wisconsin now. Oh, and by the way, there was 11 seconds of dead air before the news started. On here's Waupun, Wisconsin.
Marsh Area Radio, serving Fond du Lac, Dodge, Green Lake, and Columbia Counties. WMRH, Waupun.
Image may not be everything. I'm Mark Willis on the Satellite News Network.
Our image is very important. Let's go due west into Minnesota.
Skies are cloudy. It's 65 degrees. Still some light drizzle in the area. You're listening to Full Service Radio, 92.1 FM, 1170 AM, KOWO, Waseca, Owatonna, Medford. It's now 10 o'clock.
Sounds like he couldn't make up his mind.
Mutual News. Americans fall behind in 1991.
Oh, I've been falling behind since 1987, if the truth be known. Speaking of 14 state coverage, here's the biggie in Tulsa.
KBOO, Tulsa, the news voice of Oklahoma.
It's 12 noon at KBOO. We have 57 degrees now and partly cloudy skies. I'm Jack Campbell with a KBOO news update.
And just a few hundred miles north of Tulsa, get happy.
The good guys are on.
Okay, can you tell me what station that was? Here's their full ID. Yeah, a little confused. KSTT, Davenport, Iowa, indeed. We're going west again, Colorado this time.
You are listening to KBBS, Windsor, Greeley, Colorado, 1170 AM.
Están ustedes escuchando KBBS, Windsor, Greeley, Colorado, 1170, Amplitud Modulada.
Amplitud Modulada, I love that. Okay, down into Southern California.
I'm one of San Diego's best country with Bill Moffitt. Good afternoon, it's 5 o'clock.
KTVQ, San Diego.
And if we move up to the Bay Area by the big Golden Gate Bridge.
Radio, KLOK, San Jose.
You know, San Jose is now a bigger city than San Francisco. Are you aware of that? Let's go up to the border with Canada, almost Bellingham, Washington.
Flying like an eagle at KPUG Bellingham, Whatcom County's oldies station and your sports source. Good morning, I'm Bob Carter, BC in the AM. 9 o'clock, we'll take a close look at the hot weather forecast next.
The world's largest trading block. Inflation runs at a snail's pace. With Mutual News, I'm Frank Jeffrey.
I like Frank Jeffrey. He always has good news on the Mutual Network. We're going to go further north now to where my wife Linda and I were just, about 5 weeks ago. We're going to be playing you an ID from a radio station that has a grass roof. And that's right, they don't mow it, but it looks terrible. This is from the North Pole.
The 50,000-watt voice in the north, KJNP, North Pole, Alaska.
It's all non-commercial, religious programming for the most part. But with a kick. We visited the station, and they're sincere, and they love living in North Pole, Alaska. It's about 10 miles outside of Fairbanks, if that helps at all. Oh, for our final one, let's cross the big pond to the west.
KOHO in Honolulu, Hawaii.
お聞きの放送は広報、日本語放送。KOHO in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Oh, dear. Say, I want to acknowledge tapes received this month from Ernie Holt. Thanks so much, Ernie, for the nice rundown on the whole the whole history of the travelogue. I enjoyed that very much. And Mark Strickert sent in a tape, and as I've mentioned, Paul Mount. Dale Hamm added another to the collection. Thanks so much, Dale. Sorry we couldn't get together this year. And Fred Vobey, always sending in lots and lots of cassettes. Say, we hope to see you in Nashua. It's going to be terrific. Oh, and speaking of terrific, here's Jim Snowbarger.
Hello, testing, hello, testing, hello, testing.
Yeah, my sentiments exactly. Hello there, Jim Snowbarger here with another edition of the column we call Bandscan. That helps you take a look up as well as down. Our beloved AM radio band is seen from various listening points around the country.
This is Tim Hendel in Miami.
Oh, hi, Tim. What you got in your hand there?
I have the Panasonic RF2200 with me.
Oh, yeah, okay. I remember last time we were down in Florida taking a look at the AM band in the Miami area. We got up to about 1260 kilohertz and had to knock it off. So why don't we continue from there?
I'm going to do this band scan in groups. In other words, tell you two or three stations and then tune up the dial.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. That reminds me of something else I wanted to mention. I don't know how you felt, but in listening to that column as it appeared last month in a magazine, I had a little bit of trouble keeping track of what frequency we were actually on. Some sort of brain deficit I've stacked up over the years, I guess. Well, in case you've got the same deficit, this month I'm going to try to help you keep track of what frequency as we go through. And we'll see how it goes. What say we do it? Miami by day from 1290 kilohertz on up on this month's band scan from your DXAS.
Then 1290, a little bit of a station in West Palm Beach. I don't know the call letters. It's business talk, and we don't usually get them here because there's a Cuban station on the frequency that is not on today. 1300 WFFG in Marathon, Florida, down in the Florida Keys. It's a country station. 1310, the station in Santa Clara, carries the same programming as the 840 frequency and the 1290 frequency, which is off today. 1320 WLQY in Hollywood, Florida, carries mostly ethnic programming, predominantly Haitian Creole.
1290. 1300.
Also, the girls last year were 14 and 5, and they have a Cracker Jack team. I was over once.
1310. Whoa, 1320.
757-2654. That's 757-2654.
But WLQY sometimes has English Caribbean programming, such as right now, and the overmodulation is theirs, not mine. 1340, a little bit of a station from Cienfuegos in Cuba. 1360 WKAT in Miami. Again, mostly ethnic programming, Haitian Creole and Spanish, some English, some few other things. 1390, another Cuban station. I think it's Radio Haruco from just outside Havana, but I'm not quite sure. 1400 WFTL, News Talk, Fort Lauderdale.
Naked.
Hey, baby.
1340 1360 1390.
Skin would probably come free from my skull before the hair would come off.
1400.
I mean, you could ride it
and you can wash
car.
It just like,
oh yeah, you shower with it.
You just wash it just like it's this real,
this
McCoy
come
there.
Off and
1420, there's a Cuban station mixing with a station from Boca Raton, Florida. Neither one audible here. 1430, another Cuban station. I think that one is from Ciego de Avila. 1450, WOCN, Union Radio. Guess what their format is? Spanish. 1490, WSBH, News Talk. SBH is supposed to signify South Beach. For many, many years, up until a few months ago, they were WMBM. Also standing for, I guess, Miami Beach.
I mean, it was
1420.
30.
Curarse
en salud.
1450.
Mandarla a donde están las colonias nicaragüenses fuertísimas como.
1470. Tim forgot to mention this.
Use the medications and get sick from the medication.
1490.
And it probably isn't worth doing that.
Okay, I forgot 1470, WRBD, Black Station from I believe, Pompano, usually overridden here by Radio Ciudad Bandera from the Cuban city of Cardenas, but they seem to be off the air. Must be a lot of power outages in Cuba on this Saturday morning. Then we'll move up to 1520 WEXY in Fort Lauderdale, a black station. Black gospel, I should say. 1540. This morning we're hearing ZNS in Nassau. At some points they parallel program to ZNS3 on 810 in Freeport, and at times they have separate programming. Since Nassau is much farther away, the signal's not as strong, and usually it's overridden by Radio Sagua in the Cuban city of Sagua. Again, and I'm sorry to be repetitious, Radio Sagua is off the air this morning. Then 1550 WRHC, Radio Cadena Azul, another Spanish station in Miami. A little tiny bit of 1580 WSRF in Fort Lauderdale. Station used to be a rocker for many, many, many years. Now they have mostly different kinds of ethnic programming, and it's really not receivable here. And 1600 WPOM, black station in West Palm Beach, barely receivable here. And that is a scan of the daytime Miami AM dial. I apologize for all of the ambient noise that you had to put up with, but I decided that if I had to choose between a quiet environment with perhaps some noise on the radio, or a noisy environment but electrically very, very quiet on the radio, you'd much rather have the noise when I'm talking and the quiet when you're trying to hear the stations, right?
Right.
Tonic Plumbers, that's the master healer and the body healer, and New Gap pills that can help them with their main...
1540.
Today, there's perhaps no other musical instrument like the violin, which interprets the beauty of music in such a majestic manner.
1550.
Y recuerden, todas las personas que compren su boleto específicamente para Centroamérica, guarden...
1580. And 1600.
Thank you, Tim, Mr. DXer par excellence of long standing, I might add, for that fascinating, truly interesting view of the AM band in the multicultural and multi-ethnic part of the country in which you live and listen. Pretty interesting to those of us who live out here in the heartland of America, where things are primarily still English. We are still hearing a good bit more non-English on the radio than we used to, and we know that it's domestic. Now we know where it's coming from. What's going on here, folks? This land is your land, and someone else's land as well. Hey, if you'd like to send in a tape to the Bandscan column, we would love to hear from you. Our mailbox is open and available. Don't worry that somebody else in your part of the country did a band scan already. You could do one by night. We haven't had one of those in quite a while. And remember, it'd be a different night. It'd be your radio instead of theirs. It'd be your knowledge and expertise of tuning the band instead of theirs. So it would be a unique experience, and we'd love to have it. Send the tape to me. I'm Jim Snowbarger, S-N-O-W-B-A-R-G-E-R, for you spelling buffs. You'll find me at 3046 280th Street, Marshalltown, Iowa, 50158. See you next month.
WCAO.
And right now from 680 Radio, it's time now for our Musings from Members. These are the thoughts of the National Radio Club DX Audio Service members and do not necessarily reflect those of the editors or publishers, the Clinton Healthcare Plan, the janitors, or the jockeys. To contribute to views, all you have to do is just give us a call at area code 419-224-3916, 24 hours a day, and that's for National Radio Club DX Audio Service members only.
Greetings, Audio Service members. Marty Rimbaugh here. It's the 3rd of July, and at 6 a.m. this morning, KKHI ceased being classical. Actually, KPIX ceased being classical. And now they're 95.7 The Express, a little bit of every kind of music, big band, AC, oldies, new age, what have you. And that happened this morning at 6 a.m., and some old familiar people like Brian Cooley are back in the Bay Area.
Hello, Fred. This is Pat Casta calling from Newcastle, Delaware. Great magazine. I enjoy each issue very much. Try wanted to cover three things real quickly. Number one, I believe I heard John Valger say that KYW in Philadelphia cannot be heard in Princeton, New Jersey. Well, I've been up there the past couple months, and I've been able to hear it fairly well. Certainly not as well as I hear it here in Delaware, but it can be heard with little interference from 1050. Second of all, I'd like you to comment, Fred, about the AM station market in many of these cities. I think the Baltimore is one of the worst market areas for radio. It seems like there's two of everything, like talk radio, and there's so much Christian radio in Baltimore, especially there's like three different black Christian stations. I think there's like five religious stations on AM in the Baltimore area. I just think it's terrible what's happened to our AMs. Philadelphia isn't much better. And I'd like to know if any of the other cities across the country are going through the same thing. Also, my final comment about FM radio. FM is nice, and it's good to record off of it and hear the S's real clearly. But FM just doesn't get out like AM does. And I can remember when I used to go to the beach, I used to listen to all the rock stations in Philadelphia, which you could get at the Delaware and Jersey Shore. But you can't get any of the FM stations from Philadelphia or Wilmington at the Delaware or Jersey Shore. There may be other stations down there, but they're not like listening to your favorite stations from the Philadelphia market or the Wilmington market.
Well, Pat, there's several factors that bear into the profitability of a station. Now, I will point out that only 23% of the listening public listen to AM radio. So, first of all, you have a big divot out of your audience. Secondly, AM radio is never going to be like it was back in the 60s and 70s. You have not only FM to contend with now, you have other medias, CD players, portable cassettes. You also have systems like on cable systems of music radio. There's all kinds of different things that are getting into the listener patterns. Now, as you take a smaller percentage of your listening public, that also takes and cuts down your rate card, the amounts that you're allowed to charge for advertising as well, which bears into some of the profitability of a station. Now, some owners get spooked, and they often do things to basically cut back their costs, but not cater to their listeners. I've always had a steadfast rule, and that is radio formats are like vaudeville. If you don't like the show, you're not going to go. And unless you have something good on the air for people to listen to, there's no reason to assume that anybody's going to listen to your station. You have to have not only music that people like listening to, but you also have to have your local sports. You have to have weather, which is up to date. You have to have news of your community. And yes, if you're in a small town, you have to have the lost dog reports and the tradio and all that kind of stuff, because that's what people listen to. If you do nothing more than just play the hits, then you're nothing more than an automated jukebox, and there's no reason to assume that anybody's going to listen to. You know, I can't help but think back to 1989 when a listener, I should say a owner of a radio station, was listening to some cassettes of the 1988 and 1987 National Radio Club stations. He's listening to those air checks, and he says, "I wonder why my radio station can't sound like that." And I had to just look at him and say, "Yeah, I wonder why."
IDXAS members, this is Ken Chatterton. Mansville, New York. Recently, a member asked why WOLF in Syracuse, New York, would move from 1490, where it has 1,000 watts full-time, to 1510, where it will be running 750 watts by day and 620 watts at night. According to their resident engineer, 1,000 watts on 1490 gives interference-free reception out about 30 miles in the daytime. But at night, they have clear reception for only about 10 miles before being subject to a great deal of interference. This does not adequately cover the Syracuse metropolitan area. 1510, on the other hand, is completely clear by day. As a DXer, I can hear Lebanon, Pennsylvania, or Sherbrooke, Quebec, using a directional antenna. But they're only very weak, and no one else is around. At night, the 50-kilowatt station in Boston simply does not normally reach this area because they have a major null in this direction. The 10-kilowatt station in Sherbrooke, Quebec, also does not reach here, as their night pattern also nulls very sharply this way. Only 50-kilowatt Nashville, WLAC, comes in with any regularity. They also have a null in this general direction and are not strong. WOLF can use 620 kilowatt or 620 watts, non-directional, without reaching into anyone else's protected contour, with far less interference around. Tests indicate that that 620 watts will give them approximately 20 miles of interference-free coverage. That's double what they have on 1490.
This is Russell Fry in Indianapolis, Indiana. We have a new radio station that has come on in Indiana at 10:30 on the AM dial, WBNN. I believe it's licensed to Union City, which is on the extreme eastern edge of Indiana, western Ohio. And they basically call themselves Western Ohio and Eastern Indiana's newest radio station. They're very heavy in farm information on the local level. Musically, they are satellite country, but I have yet to hear an actual legal ID on the radio station. They will give information on if you have any community information, you can send it to WBNN, and they give a post office box, Union City, Indiana. But every time at the top of the hour, they just run the ID saying this is Western Ohio and Eastern Indiana's newest radio station, WBNN. But they never give a city of license. And I'm assuming it is the one in Union City that was supposed to come on the air. And where I am here in Indianapolis, it's kind of difficult to get, but not impossible. But by the time sundown would come around, it would be impossible for me to hear their sign off if they do one. So maybe if there's someone in that part of the state over in Ohio or something that can get the station better, they might call in and maybe tell me where the city of license is. I know if you call Union City, Indiana to try and get a phone number, none exists. So it's interesting to see where their studios actually are and how much power the station has, because I don't know. Maybe somebody else would know. Thank you.
Hello, Fred. This is Pat Cassidy calling again. It's 12:34 on Monday morning, July 11th. We've had a major change in the Philadelphia radio market. WMGK 102.9, which used to be contemporary hits of the 70s, 80s, and 90s, has now changed to an all-70s format. And it will be this way from now on, as far as I can tell.
Hi, Mike Dukin calling here from northern Wisconsin on Wednesday morning, July 14th at 10 to 6. This one for John Balker. I just got done hearing Judy Muller. I know he used to work with her, and he featured her on a travelogue a couple of years ago. Judy Muller, of course, is an ABC correspondent living in Los Angeles. But what I didn't know until just now, she's also a commentator for National Public Radio. She does commentary for Morning Edition. I just heard her about 2 minutes ago. So, John, I just thought you'd like to know that. And Fred, you read an article about stations that are country formats. What is hot country? There's a lot of that going on up here, and there's going to be a new FM station in Ashland, Wisconsin, just coming online within the next week. And a station in Duluth switched over to hot country, and there's a station in Eau Claire that's been like that for a couple of years. What is it? Can you explain?
Well, actually, it's pretty easy to explain. Hot country is like Top 40 was back in the 60s and 70s. It's songs which are on the top of the playlist, songs which are, for the most part, up-tempo, and by known artists. That's what hot country is, but stay tuned. Formats on country are changing just about daily.
Hi, Fred. This is Ken Chatterton from the Publication Center again. On the July audio service, you asked where YSEB 580 was located. Well, the YS call is the one assigned to El Salvador in Central America. There is no YSEB nor any other station in El Salvador currently on 580. However, from an old logbook about 20 years old, YSEB is listed in San Salvador, the country's capital. It was on 580 and had 5,000 watts of power. Was mentioned as part of your old-time, I think 25 years ago, report.
All right. Hey, DX is everywhere. This is TJ rocking in, Tom Jackson from have a DX440 and I have a Super Radio, GE Super Radio 3. And when I hook up these radios to my outside antenna, the local station out here, WSQR in Sycamore, Illinois at 1560 comes in, and I get it all over the dial, and I can understand that, because it's right in the city. But why is it that other stations get scrambled in, like at 640 in the background, I'll get WSQR signal plus WGN signal or WLBK 1360 in DeKalb all scrambled together? Why is that? Other than that, hey, you know, when I don't have the antenna hooked up, it's everything is fine. So could someone please explain that? And by the way, Fred, that Super Radio 3 is an out-of-sight radio. Hey, thanks a lot.
Okay, the problem that you're having with the radio is just overload. You got too much signal going into the receiver, and the signals are overloading on the front end of the receiver. So what you need to do, if you'd like to use your long wire, is put an attenuator in series between the antenna and the receiver. Hey, we're just about overloaded on side one, so we're going to go over to side two of your DX Audio service.